Hi, everyone, and welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party. I'm Holly Borquez.
I'm Sarah C.
And we are back. Thank God we're back. And by back, I mean I'm out of the house and I feel like a human.
Yeah, you know, you guys that have had babies recently, I want to know how you're doing. I want to know how, like, it went. Julie's probably due soon.
Yes.
I know Michaela's having a rough time, so all of you others out there, you're not alone. In fact, I texted her today. I go, I don't know if you've watched Dallas yet, because she usually gets to catch up at like 3 a.m. when her baby wakes up or whatever. But I specifically gave her the minute marker. I'm like, watch minute 30, like it was like 35 to 40. And like, you're going to feel so much better. In fact, I think you should DM Brandy or Stephanie because they really like hit home on everything that was like the, you know, pain point, and make it, you know, real and relatable. And so that's really cool. And I'm like, you should DM them. And because they have a good track record of getting back to people.
Yeah.
All of the Dallas people do for the most part.
Yeah.
So, you know, anyways. Yeah. So thankfully you're here.
Yeah. I actually got a little bit of Orange County housewife intel. I went out to dinner with our friend Cecilia, who is friends with some of the housewives. And she was talking about how her daughter is going to a new school, and she became friends with this man who lives in Tamara's old home that she sold, the one in Ladera.
The old home.
Yes.
Okay.
And he says that he still gets every single day boatloads of fan mail. Like, people still send like, this letters and like,
or all drive-bys. I would hate that. I'd be like, what are they looking at?
But isn't that crazy? Like, you're still getting letters. It just goes to show, like, people really like send celebrities fan mail.
I haven't gotten any fan mail.
Yeah. If anyone wants to send us fan mail, we would freak out.
I mean, like, in the mail. Come on, people.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Not really.
That's funny. That's cool.
Yeah. I thought that was interesting. I was like, ooh, I can't wait to tell the podcast that.
Yeah. Yeah. Because she goes with Gina's kids or Emily's kids. Same school.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember. But yeah, because they've all switched schools, but they're all in that area over there. So
yeah. So you guys, we want to announce the winners of last week's giveaway. Obviously, there are several. We have a lot of winners for the moisturizer that we're going to email you back or DM you back, however you guys entered. We have noted that, and when we drew from the hat, we put everyone like how they entered. So that's how we will get back to you and ask for your mailing address. So should we just start rattling off the moisturizer winner?
Yes.
And just a little sample, but at least you can try it before you buy it, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah. And we're just going to send it in like a straight up envelope. So we figure that way we can give away more because shipping won't be that much. We can just mail them to you guys. So
yeah,
hopefully you get to try it, see if you like it before you buy it. And
yeah. And again, they're not a sponsor, but I think I'm gonna contact them and say, you know what?
I love it. Maybe
brought you 20 new customers.
Like, it makes me so happy that they're not a sponsor and like we found something that we like and everyone wants to try it. Like, that makes me so happy.
Well, just everyone I know that has tried it, they love it. So
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Okay. So Sabrina G, Shanze A, Fahima M, Kathleen O/J, Kaylee R, Donna R, Sherry W, Nene, Jessica K, and then Shan 1224, Hannah Lulu, Aaron C51, M Young 1119, Becca I, Lindsay 1454. Heba Shakes, I don't know. Bexter 933. Those are the Minoy Moisturizer Sample winners.
Yay.
For the Lala Highlighter, we have Danielle F, as in
Frank.
F for, as in Frank. Danielle P as in P. And Lindsay B as in boy.
Yes.
And then the drum roll, please. The Tom Tom shirt. Jacob.
Yay.
Actually, can I redo that? Jacob, you won the Tom Tom shirt. Oh. Special voice for you.
Yay. That makes me so happy.
Yeah. All right. Jacob, if you want some hair bow to go with that, I'm telling you, it's gold. Oh my God. Did you guys see that Peter video I posted?
Yes.
How disturbing was that? You guys, if you haven't joined the Facebook group, I don't want to sound like a broken record. Vanderpump Rules Party Podcast on the Facebook group. It's a private group. None of your regular people are going to see your posts. It's just for us weirdos that are VPR obsessed. But yeah, I posted, and a lot of you guys don't follow these people on social media because, you know, you have lives. But Peter posted this disturbing thing, and it's, I just don't understand. But it's entertaining.
It is. It is. Join the Facebook group though, because sometimes there's days where I can't look at my phone and it's like too busy. You don't have to, you can be either as involved as you want, or you can just sit back and watch, or, you know, come back later and check it, but it's worth it. I'm telling you, it's pretty funny. It's a really good group of people. Like, everyone can kind of say what they think, and for the most part, no one jumps down their throat. So
yeah, it's really supportive. A lot of people comment and say, this is a really nice group.
Yeah.
Like, people aren't like fighting and proving people wrong and that sort of thing. And
We enjoy the show, and everyone there pretty much enjoys the show. We're not there to either cut down or make fun of or to obsess over anyone. So it's like just pure entertainment.
Yeah. All right. So a little bit of VPR social media recap update. Tonight, actually. So as we've all heard the last couple of years, Stassi's like, I hate sports. I can't be with a sports guy. Well, she's with a sports guy, which is great because it gets her out of her comfort zone. She's appreciating it because she gets to eat hot dogs there. I had a couple questions. Like, first, like, Bo is like, so now they're like sporting Rams shirts. In fact, like, Stassi got hers customized. It says it's Rams, but it says Schroeder on the back. And then her number is 69. She's 30. Like, is that still funny?
I just LOL'd to it.
I mean, if you're 19 or if you're a dude, I don't know. Is that really?
Yeah. I mean, the fact that she's customizing a shirt is pretty, like, that's like something I would do too.
Bo probably made it for her, but she probably picked the number, and I don't know. It just seems, it doesn't really, like, it's not really consistent, which is actually fine because I'm welcoming being shocked by Stassi. But it doesn't, I feel like Brittany would have that, or even Kristen. But like, Stassi so,
yeah,
wants to be like Posh Beckham.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That anyways, I don't know. And she, you know, I don't know.
Just, I mean,
an observation.
I can't ever think of like 69 with Stassi again, like, without, because I think of when she talked about that guy that went down on her 7 times.
Yeah.
Like, now I think it's like her thing, and I would like be upset if I was Bo if she was like picking 69 and be like, are you thinking of that dude? Or,
well, he said in her IG story, and she was showing off her shirt, and he's like, oh, why'd you pick that number? And he's like, she's like, because it's my favorite thing to do. But again, like, that's what you say, like, you're 18 or something dumb.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just not on brand for her, but all right, that's fine. They're bringing each other out of their own comfort zones, and that's probably good. So they are there. She also had her podcast last week, which I didn't finish because I was bored to tears because her and Katie were talking about like Meghan Markle and Justin Bieber and Haley for like, I don't know, 45 minutes. And I was like, I can't do it anymore. Plus I was driving, and you know, Katie's voice is very soothing / you could say boring or you could say soothing. It's very calming. So I didn't want to fall asleep while driving. So anyways, I didn't finish it, but a lot of you guys did and mentioned how she kind of went off because her little sister, Georgie, you know, like her mom's jewelry, Georgie Jewels, Georgie's getting married to her high school sweetheart, but her wedding date is the day before Stassi's birthday. Mm-hmm. And Stassi's all mad. She's like, I mean, I get that it's her wedding, but it's my birthday and I don't want to have to fly on my birthday, fly all the way home, hungover as shit, looking like a cunt face. Like, these are her words. And I just thought, well, first of all, why do you have to? I don't know where the wedding's being held. Obviously, somewhere where they're flying
Mississippi.
To. Why there?
I don't know.
Maybe he's from there.
Yeah, I don't know.
But they went to Arrowhead together. That's weird. That's cool.
Yeah.
I like that. I'm down for some Mississippi. But I'm like, why do you have to fly back the next day? You know?
I don't know why. Anytime anyone says like Mississippi, I like automatically want to spell it like M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
For sure. 100%. But why would you have to fly back the next day? Because, well, maybe she's filming because it's June.
Okay. Yeah. So I heard the chatter about this podcast, and thank you guys for mentioning when there's a podcast that we should listen to, because that's very helpful.
So listen to the second half of hers.
Yes.
If you can't,
I actually enjoyed the first part. Because I love Justin Bieber. I love Meghan Markle. Not as much as them.
No, I love Bieber, and I'm like, I can entertain a little pop culture here and there, but like, I don't know, 30 minutes on Meghan Markle. I'm just not that intrigued. I don't care.
I don't understand where, like, they really are idolizing her.
Yes.
Which I think, I really enjoy looking at her, too, or reading an article that she's in. But I've never dug further than that. I've never, to put myself to sleep, looked up her speaking or things like they were mentioning. I was like, whoa, like, this is...
Yeah.
I feel like some of the things that they make fun of us doing for their show, like, they are doing to someone else.
Yeah.
Just
get a life. Get your own life.
just like we heard, I think, in the Facebook group that Jax Taylor likes to sit there and message people from 90 Day Fiance and ask them about plot twists and stuff. And then he's like, when someone asks about his show, he says, mind your own business.
Yeah, it's just a TV show. Get a life.
So I found that interesting. It's like, okay, Jax. Anyway, so back to Stassi. So yes, I listened to the podcast. So I started out and thank goodness I'd already seen Sarah's comment about like I tapped out after all of the stuff. So I heard all that. I was LOLing along with them. And then she got into the whole wedding thing and I was appalled. I could not believe how she was acting about like this isn't her friend's wedding. This isn't... Yeah. I wouldn't even act like that
like
about
just her only sister
about a friend's wedding, unless it was like a very, very, very distant friend.
Yeah.
And I wish that she had like I kept giving her a pass and saying it's filming. I know it's filming. You know it's filming.
Yeah.
But no one else knows it's filming. Why not just say I have a very, very crazy schedule right there? It's always this is my, you know, 7th time doing it, 8th time doing it, like this, she knows this is a very hard time for me or something like that, to where we could like relate to why she's freaking out. But the way she was talking about it, I just felt like she was so full of shit that it was like a cry for help that she is just devastated that she's not getting married. This all is just coming back to, she says she's okay with it. And she says that, you know, that it's okay and that she's waiting and everything. But you know this is killing her, that her sister is having a wedding.
Well, I did hear her complain, or maybe that was it this week or last? No, it's this week when she was saying, everyone's getting married. It's like a disease, a contagious disease or something. But then Katie was like, well, you're in your 30s, like that's what happens. That happens to everybody, not just you, Stassi.
That was an amazing when Katie delivered that to her.
Yeah,
I was like, oh shit! Like,
thank you, Katie.
And that's how
Pray
Katie
her hands.
That's how Katie is. Like, if you listen to her, she actually is like a backhanded bitch. Like, she will give it back to Stassi with a tone that's like, Well, actually, Stassi, you know what else I was getting really sick of her doing? And I know people have messaged us and said, stop saying yeah, or stop saying this, or N-n-n-n-n. You know, it's very hard to be on the mic and not be corrected. But there's something that Stassi does that's really starting to get to me. And it's when someone says something that she either, like, they kind of delivered like a good line or like a punch. She's like, stop it. Oh my God, that is the best line ever. Oh my gosh. I totally agree. Like, she stops and like thinks it's like the best thing ever.
Or like, I'm going to steal that. I'm going to use that. Like,
yeah,
she's done
I can't
that
think
to
of
Jeffy
the exact
Schimmel a few
the exact
times.
Word that she says, but it's like, okay, you can't say that after every sentence that someone says. Like, you guys are having
stop.
A conversation.
Yeah.
And everyone's going to make their points. Like, it's like getting a little frustrating because she does it to every single person. So I don't know. What is that on the ground right there? Because I see a Blockbuster, Please Be Kind Rewind on it.
I told you.
It's a VHS.
My VHS still works. I have like 3 different DVD players. None of them work, or I just can't figure it out. But I can figure out my VCR. So that is, well, Leighton pulled that out, obviously. But my stack of videotapes is obviously there, accessible for. That's my favorite movie, Michaela. And I mean, her
what
watch
is it,
and she's obsessed with it, too. It's actually River Phoenix's last movie, A Thing Called Love.
Oh.
Sandra Bullock's in it, a young Sandra Bullock, a young Dermot Mulroney, Samantha Mathis. Probably don't remember her. She was in Pump Up the Volume with Christian Slater. No, okay. Do you know who River Phoenix is?
Yes. Barely.
You would love it. It's about going to Nashville and trying to make it.
Oh, okay.
It's such a good movie. Michaela loves it, so you're in between our generations. So
okay.
There's no reason you should not love it.
Is it on Netflix or anything?
I know I had it on a... One time my DVR box wasn't like working. I couldn't access certain things, but I refused to like get a new one because I wanted... I was like Sandoval with Kristen. I'm like, dude, there's like movies on there that I like still want to watch. Like, I'll just save it forever so that I always have
Chad
it there.
Chad does that. Chad has like concert saved. And like, I'm like, can I delete this? It's like taking up so much
space.
Room.
Or like now, like my on-demand hasn't worked in weeks and weeks. And I know I need to call, but I know they're going to be like, we'll come over and give you a new box. And I'm like, I can't. I have Watch What Happens Live saved with me calling in from 3 years ago.
Oh my God.
I can't do it. Have I ever watched that again? No. But, you know, there's certain things you need, and I needed that movie. But anyways.
Yes.
You guys, A Thing Called Love. Look for it. I don't know where you can find it, but...
Heather will probably post it by the time this is up. She'll be like, you guys can find it on...
The library. She'll get it at the library.
Oh, I just got a library card, too.
Cool. There you go. Also, you know where you can find it, according to that cassette tape. You guys can find it at Blockbuster Video. And if you don't have a card, I still have mine, so I can mail it to you or send you a copy of it. I'm not sure where you could use it, but if there's a Blockbuster around, why not? Is there?
No.
Is there like one?
No, I don't think so.
I feel like I was somewhere and there was like one, but maybe it was like Hollywood Video or something. I'm going to look that shit up.
God. I mean, you used to be able to, like, go and, like, walk the aisles. Everything would be gone. Remember how it would, like, be gone, like, all the new releases?
Yes. But then the thing would still be there, and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
I was just having that conversation with someone, because I was explaining, like, how most people don't have TV these days. It's just apps or Netflix.
Right.
And I'm like, the only problem is sometimes I just don't want to think, and like hitting that TV guide, I'm like, yep, that sounds good. I don't care if there's commercials. It's like, oh, Sweet Home Alabama on VH1. Okay, fine. Something. I don't want to think. When I put on Netflix, I have to think about, oh, and I have to scroll, and I feel like I have to know what I want to find.
That's true.
And sometimes
I feel
you just
you
don't
want to
think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that, it reminded me of the old days when you'd go to Blockbuster and you just wander the walls and you're like, what's this about?
I mean, I'm still not over the fact that my favorite channel has been canceled, and that
SoapNet?
Happened years ago. Yeah, SoapNet like got me through some really hard times. Chad Michael Murray was there for me. I like.
Do you follow him? Actually, do you?
I think so. No. I do for sure, personally, for sure, 100%. But I never see shit from him, so he's obviously not doing a good job of keeping my attention.
By the way, that was the line she delivered to Chad Michael Murray when he asked her if she followed him. She goes, I think so.
By the way, that's still like a very highly hit hits as in views on my YouTube channel. You can see the video for yourself on my YouTube channel.
Thanks to Chad, not me.
Yeah. You can see,
I put the kibosh on her.
You can see Sarah in line with Chad Michael Murray and me standing behind like a child while they're standing in line and she's conversating with him. And I'm like, well, I want my picture.
And I'm like, no, I said no.
Stick to what you originally said, Chad Michael Murray. Don't give her a photo.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. And then I found the other day our House of Blues photos too when I took the picture with Daughtry.
Yeah. No, that came up as my like 6 years ago, but I've been sending you so many of those that I'm like, I'll skip this one because he's a dick.
Yeah. And then someone else.
And you were
too.
Holding my lucky penny from Ireland. That was our icebreaker, by the way. I just got back from Ireland and he had two. And I'm like, here, I just got this coin. I'm like, walk up and be like, oh, we just got back from Ireland. And
Sarah's really good at icebreakers. Like she had that one. And then before, like you've like had icebreakers
before.
The James
candy bar.
Yes. Candy bars.
It worked.
It did. It helps a lot.
Anyways.
Okay. So what else has been going on in social meds?
I mean, not a lot, you know.
So just going back to Stassi really quick.
Yeah.
So I just couldn't believe how she was acting about her own sister's wedding. And like I said in the Facebook group, I went to check. I'm like, okay, am I losing my mind? Was Stassi's murder party her 29th birthday? And that's, she's freaking out. It is a little inconsiderate if she's doing her wedding the day before her 30th birthday, because maybe she's doing a huge bash. And then I'm like, no. So what the hell?
And it's her sister. And like, let her sister do one thing. Her sister's never tried to be in the limelight. And if that's the date she wants, and it's her only sister, and it's like, I'm super excited about family weddings. I'm like, yes. And I'm like, I'm going to go early and I'm going to stay later. And like, you're either going to help afterwards or you're just going to bask in the funness of it the next day.
Right.
Or, you know, in olden times, the next day you would open gifts and that sort of thing. People don't really do that anymore.
I was also like, I didn't like the reason she was giving. I didn't like that she was saying that her argument was, it's encroaching on her personal time, that it's her day off and she wants to do what she wants to do. And by having these things on her calendar, it's getting in the way. And that really bothered me because we know what she does on her days off. She Postmates, she does horrible spray tans.
She watches old reruns of New York.
Yeah, she has someone watch her dog and then goes and gets her extensions put in. Or, you know, like it's, I just felt like that is so petty and just sad. And if I was her sister, like I would seriously, I would call
like,
her,
fine, don't come.
I'd just say, I'm so sorry that you feel this way. Like I would have my feelings hurt.
Like I thought you would be excited for me. And
yeah.
And like, even with filming, it's like, there have been plenty of episodes where a main cast member is missing all weekend because they had a wedding or they had a family thing. Like that's not a problem.
Right.
And there's also, I think Heather pointed out, like, Ariana didn't, her NASCAR birthday, that wasn't actually on her birthday. It was like a week later or a week before.
Yeah. I mean, who has to actually celebrate on their birthday? Yeah. That's weird.
I mean,
yeah,
so unless you're seven. So well, even they don't care.
Yeah. So I felt like, I'm hoping that it's because of filming and she feels overwhelmed. But she was just saying so many different things that I was like, just once again, just losing faith. Like, ugh, it's... And I'm
take
finding
a day and fly back Monday. They don't really fly
Mondays.
Yeah,
and I'm finding like that I was like more of a fan of Katie in that podcast than Stassi.
Yeah.
Stassi was like just like it was like she was standing there like stomping her feet with like ringlet curls, you know, like and they're
Nellie
like
they're, Olson?
Yes, and they're like dangling like ding ding ding
so
ding.
So happy
ding.
You know that reference.
Of course, yes. That I was allowed to watch that. That was on Channel 5 or whatever, you know. So God.
Oh, I love Little House on the Prairie.
Yes.
I've been to that town.
It's really? It's not far from me. You know, when they go to the big city, Mankato, that's where like half like my town will go to college. If they're, it's kind of like the, you know, if you don't go to UCLA, you go to, well, I'm just not going to go there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You go to the school I went to, the community college.
Right.
In Huntington, which is a great school.
Yes.
And then I proceeded there afterwards to other schools. But anyways, all right. Well, the one thing, so basically like, okay, right now Brittany and Kristen are in Clearwater, Florida, going to the Hooters and going to Frenchie's, which, you know, anytime you have a giant menu and like every kind of like margarita or daiquiri in like 19 different flavors and it's like $3.50. Yeah, you know you're in a quality place.
That sounds amazing. I've never experienced that. Like I would really like to.
Yeah, it's actually probably a fun local bar because it is great. What I did see the menu and I was like, oh, beers, $3. I'm like, well, you know, and even the good beers. So I'm like,
okay,
that's kind of fun. I mean, that's kind of like what it's like in my hometown, which you still haven't come to, but so I appreciate that, but we're wondering why Brittany and Kristen are there. So I have a couple thoughts. Like A, it was a good time for her to go down there with Kristen because Jax is out of town with Sandoval this weekend and she figures, well, now's when I can leave town because like we know Sandoval's going to babysit Jax, but if I left Jax in LA up to his own, you know, like God knows what business he'd get into or what Jezebel's harlots will come over and try to seduce him, that damn Kelsey.
Yeah.
But Maggie pointed out, she's like, do you think they're scoping out bachelorette venues? Or she also said, do you think maybe they're planning a baby shower for Jax's sister Jenny? Because Jax's mom lives down there, right in that same area. And it's like, that would make sense because Kristen's really good friends with Jenny.
Okay.
And then Brittany being her sister-in-law-to-be. So I'm thinking it's probably a baby shower thing.
Okay.
I don't think it's just a vacation. Like, why would Kristen and Brittany just randomly go on vacation? Because we know, like, what a planner Kristen is. So right. She's either planning the baby shower or planning the bachelorette. Like, she's your go-to gal for planning shit.
Yes.
So, one of the two.
The wedding that Kristen was at in Colorado, was that Colorado where she was?
Mm-hmm.
My hairdresser was there.
At the wedding?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So, apparently they run in the same circle. And I didn't get to talk to her. I just were watching their snaps and I'm like, oh, shit. Like, they're at the same thing.
Can you make an appointment quickly?
Yeah. Yeah.
Quickly.
But I was cracking up.
Do you think she knows who she is?
I'm sure. I'm sure she does.
How soon can you get in? I can babysit.
Oh, I can message her. I'll message her. Yeah. But that's cool. I was like, wow, circles become circles.
Because she obviously flew from California as well to Colorado.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, very interesting.
You still need to contact.
I did step one. I'm in step one. I'm moving to step two soon.
Okay.
I've got the ball rolling.
So maybe for our October podcast.
Yes.
Okay. So they're there. I guess Sheena's in Philly. I don't know why. All last weekend. Basically, all I have to say is every time I clicked on like IG story, and I didn't even do it for 2 days because I'm like, I can't. Because this thing was like 5 days long. Every time I click, people that don't even post, like Ariana Sandoval, all of a sudden you look and there's like dot, 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 dot.
Oh my God. I clicked on that. I was so overwhelmed and I just tapped out.
And
like,
then Jesse and Brad and Jen, like Sheena and da, da, I was
and
like,
Logan.
Logan. Both. Well, no, not both. Yeah. Logan Cochran is his name.
Okay.
Get Low 89 or whatever. It's Logan, our waiter. It was like dot, dot. And I'm like, can you guys just like enjoy the music and the concert and not film? Because it's like filming fireworks. Y'all want to do it. I've done it myself. And then you realize you're not enjoying it. And they all look fucking the same on everyone's video, everyone's TV. How about you just watch and enjoy? Because guess what? Everyone else is seeing the same damn shit.
So how about we just go to a concert and watch the music and enjoy it? Because if people want to see it, they can watch it on YouTube.
Oh my God, that probably, was funny, Sarah.
Probably with a better view on YouTube. They can probably watch a live cam. They can watch their music videos, or they can go to the concert themselves if it's that important. I've never felt it was so important that I couldn't go to a concert that I needed to see other people's footage of it. And that my only exception is when I was supposed to go in July to my favorite bands, and it was their 25th anniversary, and the one band hadn't even gotten together in those 25 years since, like, Seattle Grunge. And they're still not together. They just did a special thing. And I'm like, eh. So I asked my friend that I give the tickets to. I'm like, can you just, like, tape, like, a song or two? I don't even need to see it. Just send me the audio, you know.
Right.
But these guys, they were just taping 24/7 at Life is Beautiful and iHeartRadio.
It's like, who do they think they are? Spencer Pratt? Like, we don't want to see, like, they're not making stories. Like, if your content better be, your content better be on point if you're going to have so many dots, not just you sitting there looking high as F.
Yeah. If it's not of the band and the lasers that are like ants on stage, it's, you know, Sheena with her 19 filters on her face selfieing in front of the laser show.
With some rhinestones on her face.
And poppy ears and flower crowns. And I don't care. Make it interesting.
Did you hear about Holly Madison?
No.
That her and her husband are getting a divorce?
No, really?
Yeah. Another one bites the dust.
Why?
They didn't say. They just said that they will continue to be best friends and co-parent their two children, Rainbow and Forrest.
Like Gina and her husband. Although
I can't wait to get into that.
We're going to get into that. I'm team Gina, but yeah. So that's basically all that happened the last 5 days and why the fuck is like Sheena backstage at iHeartRadio, and not just Sheena, but like a bunch of Bachelor people. Like, they're not even the winners of Bachelor. They're like the cast-offs. And I'm like, how did they get to be backstage? Like, shouldn't backstage...
They're influencers, Sarah. They influence. That's why.
I'm sorry. Crystal and Chris, what do they have? Like, a few thousand followers? I don't know. Like, come on. Robbie, whatever. I'm just curious. Well, I'm not even going to look it up. They don't serve my energy.
Yes.
Chase, fucking Chase, that, like, was trying to get a job at CERB, but then chose X on the Beach, which, great career move. He's a douche. It's like Grant, like, sucking up to James Kennedy's. Remember that story when a fan asked, and he's like, I don't take pictures for other people. It's like, okay.
Yeah, calm
Bachelor
down.
Bachelor cast off number 948.
Yes.
We don't care about you. Go be a firefighter, and maybe we would, but nope. Anyways, don't need the concert minute by minute update. Don't need the selfies in front of the laser shows. Just don't need it. So that's it, I think. I had an interesting thing. Michaela was up and said, did you look up or did you know, like, the net worth of, like, a lot of these housewives? We first started with Dallas because we were talking about Dallas and, like, how Cameron comes off. And she's always like, the Westcott family is, like, yeah, major. And she's like, she's not even, like, anywhere near the top. You know who's the top of Dallas?
Who?
Stephanie.
Really?
Yeah. And I really, really like that. Like, I always liked Stephanie. I just thought she was kind of boring in the past. Really like her this season. But who really did a 180 for me is her husband. And I know you're not, like, from season one or anything, but he always came off as, like, a dick. And he would, like, leave with these to-do lists. But I think now I'm reading into it, I'm thinking maybe he was just kind of, like, being sarcastic and it didn't come across, kind of like Shane. But he's actually a really sweet guy. So his company, he decided to give college tuition to every employee and every employee's child.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
That's amazing.
Yeah. So
that's great.
Yeah. Anyways, she comes out on top for Dallas. And it's so funny because so they come out at like 18 million. And then you have, like, this week,
And we're going to talk about Dallas, you guys, on Sunday with our special guest, Heather. But like Carrie Duber, like tonight's or last night's episode, she's like, I need a rain. Well, like Cameron's voice, I need a raincoat for my Birkin bag. And Carrie has one too. She's like, yeah, like this is my girl. I need a raincoat for her. I'm like, you know what? If it's raining that hard, why don't you just bring out a different bag?
Yeah.
Big.
Yeah, big.
Okay, and you know what her net worth is? It says 1.5 million. So, sorry, you're talking about all your Birkin.
Personally, though, or?
Well, that's what I was wondering, because he is so, like, apparently, like, such a big plastic surgeon in Dallas. But the thing is that the whole, I read, like, five different articles, and they, when I click on the husbands, it said the same amount. So, like, when I clicked on Kyle Richards, it said 40 million. And when I clicked on Mauricio, it said 40 million. When I clicked on Lisa Vanderpump, it said 75 million. When I clicked on Ken Todd, it said 75 million. So it seems like, you know, I just like, stop talking up your Birkin bags when, I mean, granted, I'll take a mil and a half, but you know.
I don't know. Cause I mean, speaking as someone who works, how Chad works with doctors and stuff, there mm-hmm. are some crazy talented surgeons that don't make that much money.
Yeah.
When they should. They really should. They do amazing things. But if they don't have their business working properly for them, they really can.
Well, I mean, she's still working there. So, I mean, it's like maybe the Miami guy, he def has a lot more.
Right.
You know, remember we saw the clinics just driving off the freeway, and then their house alone
uh-huh.
on Star Island, which was massive.
Well, I'm just thinking of people that like Chad works with, like they are for sure make that much money.
Yeah.
Like easy.
So to give it some perspective, so Carrie, a mil and a half, Leanne, 2.5, Deandra, 3 million, Brandy, 3 to 4 million, Cameron, 4 to 5. And then Stephanie, 18. So like Cameron,
wow.
who is like the Westcott family. And you know what I mean? Like, and she's so like society. And I'm like, you know, you're really at the same range almost as Brandy.
Interesting.
And Stephanie, who doesn't act like Deandra, is all like, what will Dallas society think of me? And blah, blah, they won't be my friends. And it's like, you don't see Stephanie saying shit like that.
Yeah. I've always wondered how accurate those
figures are.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm sure it's not. It's, you know, it's not definite.
Speaking of.
But when I did like five different, there were some, there's some shockers in New York. But speaking of what?
Did you see that article in Daily Mail that came out about Jeremy Jackson from Baywatch, you know, Hobie?
Yeah.
And his, I don't know if it's his ex, I think it's his ex-girlfriend or ex-wife, I'm not sure, but did you see the picture of her homeless in LA?
No.
Oh my God.
I watched him on one of the rehab Dr. Drew shows.
Okay, so his ex-girlfriend or ex-wife, some photographer, took photos of her literally on the street, rifling through her shopping cart.
Oh.
Like she's like on the street dirty, like dirt on her and everything.
Wow.
Jacked up. It was like the most, it was horrifying, like so sad. Like the fact that like a paparazzi went and like found her is like really like it's.
And it's her. And
it's like heartbreaking.
So did you look up like, does he have custody and is he fine or?
Well, you know, he just got busted. He's just coming off of like probation for like stabbing someone, like getting into some kind of like crazy fight. And he's just like, he's a personal trainer like around here.
Oh, I mean, I saw him like on the Dr. Drew show, but that was several years ago.
He seems to be doing well, but it's like, dude, like maybe help your gal out, you know, like don't let her be on the street. Like, doesn't Hollywood help their own? Like someone go do something.
Wow.
Like it's really sad. Like I've never seen like a homeless person with breast implants. It was shocking looking. It was very sad.
Oh, that is sad.
Looked like a drug problem maybe or something. I don't know.
Well, it would have to be. I mean... Yeah.
I don't know. I always feel like I'm like 1 month away from being homeless.
Yeah.
You know, like something could happen. And like, no, I never judge someone for like losing everything.
No,
because
I always live in fear. And I'm like, that's why I'm like, oh, I can't lose my mom. I'm like, I won't have like, you always have that safety of, well, I can always go home. I was right. Like, if I lose my mom, I'm like,
I can't go home. So then that pressure is like intense. And so I just try not to think about it because it's overwhelming.
Yeah. Just being able to like have that like safety mm-hmm. or whatever. Yeah. Scary.
My room.
Yes. Oh, I didn't have my room for years. So you're lucky you still. Mine got turned into an office.
But I bet but your
my brother's is still intact.
I bet all his trophies are up there.
It really is. Like his surf racks are still up.
Like Ross's science projects.
Yeah, mine like is literally like the floor is different. They changed a window. There's like there's like a hutch.
I did get pissed off because I had a rainbow painted on my wall. It was a pastel rainbow. I wasn't LGBTQ ahead of my time when I was 12. But, you know, I think I was like, progress trend.
Yeah, right.
I think it was ahead of my time and maybe I started the trend.
Right.
Anyways, no, it's like the whole wall. And then I had a little graffiti wall too. And bitch painted over it after I left. It's like, really?
What do you mean a graffiti wall?
Like when I would have like, I'm famous for my slumber parties. We would all like write on it and like for years. Yeah.
You had like famous slumber parties?
Oh, well, I was class party thrower. I got 5 class awards. I was most unique. I was best dancer. I was class party thrower. And what the fuck else? I had 4 or 5. I'm forgetting the 4th.
Like prettiest?
Well, obviously. No, I didn't get that.
Was there
that? Oh, my God. This bitch. Yeah. So this bitch, like the one, she was wearing colored contacts. Like, that's cheating. That's not even right.
That is cheating.
It'd be like winning best hair if you had, like, full hair extensions.
Right.
Come on.
Yeah, that's totally cheating.
Whatever. But, you know,
at least you got 5.
Yeah, 4 or 5. I think it was 5, but I just can't remember the last 2. But, no, I mean, and by party thrower, I mean, yeah, I did throw some meccas the last, like, a couple huge ones. And just don't bring it up to Kaya because it's, like, a sore subject. But people did break our pool liner. So that was kind of mecca. But mostly I was famous for my like slumber party sleepovers.
Well, I'm sure no one was famous for toilet paper in your house because you would have to like hike in like for 18 minutes.
Yeah, no, that didn't happen. Yeah, with the tornado, you guys in Minnesota, like my mom's part of her roof was torn off. All these trees went down. Well, she couldn't get up or down her driveway. And like my sister and my brother-in-law, like they walked up, but they had to hop over live wires on the ground. Like, and then it's like we're Amish or something. I was like, how are you going to get rid of all those trees? How are you going to like, you know, like the electrical company will have to deal with the wires.
Right.
But all the downed trees, I'm like, who are you going to call? Like Ghostbusters. All the neighbors came. And then I get a text from my friend Angelique, and she's like, I was wondering how your mom's house held up. Can I come help clean up? And I was like,
oh my That's God, really
people
nice.
People are so fucking nice.
That's really
nice.
But
all these neighbors came, and they like cleared the driveway, and they're like, yeah.
That's super great. Nice.
So I hope you guys listening, I hope you guys didn't have damage. Like, it was like the major touchdown was, I think, my hometown, and like when we saw some serious damage, so... There was just a huge evergreen green tree, like, you know, it's like a palm tree, like ripping out, like that, like flew out. And then we had all these like giant letters of like when you put Christmas lights up. But my dad had years ago, it's like these giant steel and it spelled out the word peace. But they're like giant steel things that they put lights around. Those flew off and it was like. My mom said, she's like, I kept hearing bang, bang, bang. So it's like, I would have thought for sure I was in the Wizard of Oz. If you kept hearing bang, bang, bang.
I just can't believe that you guys deal with this like extreme weather all the time. Like even
no,
like.
No, that's not like though. I think Florida, like hurricanes and what. That's
just,
like I'm, so much more.
I mean, just that anything happens. Like,
yeah,
nothing
but we have the
earthquakes
here.
That's.
I know. That's how I feel, but I'm knocking on wood right now.
Me too.
Because it has been catastrophic. Like San Francisco, Northridge.
I know. I was trying to tell Ronnie, I'm like, if that ever happens at school, you listen to your teacher and I'll be right there to get you. But it's like, it's so scary, you know, if something did happen.
Yeah. And those are so quick. I mean, everything's so quick. Hurricanes, I guess, aren't quick. Tornadoes are pretty quick. It's like done in 10, 15 minutes. But earthquakes are, you know, a couple minutes. Hurricanes seem to be like a long, you know, drawn out. And it just seems like there's so much
more. It used to be crazy back in the day. The earthquakes here used to happen a lot more often. Yeah. And it would also, a big one would happen. And then for days, we would continue to have them knock on. We shouldn't even talk about this. Let's not even talk about it.
So.
Okay.
All right. I just want to finish up the net worth. And we'll get into OC and then we'll wrap it up. NYC. Who do you think has the most? I was way off on this. Michaela asked me. Well.
So.
No. She has the least, actually.
Ramona.
That was my guess. It was Bethany, then Ramona. Nope. Because, you know, Bethany sold her company for $100 million. Doesn't mean she has $100 million. So she has like 55. Ramona's at 18.
Okay.
Tinsley, 35.
Damn.
And again, not sure how accurate all of this is. I did check like 5 different like internet things. Luann. Michaela found Luann at $2 million, but then I kept finding 25. So, you know, and I'm sure that's mostly the count.
Right.
Dorinda, 20. Sonia, 8. Guess who rolls in at 50? 50 to 55 million.
Who?
Carol.
Carol.
And I'm like, that is, Carol. That is not book money, though. That's got to be Prince money, don't you think?
Yeah.
She wrote 2 books. There's no way. And then you look at her resume. She was an unpaid intern for 2020. And like she did do legit journalism, no doubt. 100%.
Yeah. See, I don't believe these things. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I wonder like if they're getting it from like tax returns or what. Because working for a tax attorney, I know they hide their money like very well everywhere.
But see, OC seemed a little realistic because it was like, OC and Beverly Hills, they're like Heather Dubrow, 30. Rinna, 8 million. Megan, 5. Adrian, but that's tied into the Palms in the basketball, 300 million. But then they said Tamra, 800K.
Oh, see.
But then again, and
that's
then
impossible.
They said Vicky, 7, and that she makes 500K per season. So if Tamra made 500K, well, she probably doesn't make 500, maybe 400K per season.
But that's like what Vanderpump's making. Aren't they? What are they making a season?
Well, Tamra's been around way longer than Vanderpump.
So it should be more, right?
Well, if Vicky's making 500, Vicky should be the top, don't you think? She's the OG.
Yeah, I guess I thought it would be more.
Yeah.
God, we need someone on the inside. There has to be some way we can find out.
And then David Bedore, worth like 20 million.
Okay, about Heather Dubrow. Mm-hmm. That house is worth like 30 million on its own. So how can...
Is it really?
I think so.
Jeez. That's crazy.
Like all, remember all this stuff they put into it?
Well, did you watch Dallas? We're going to talk about Dallas Sunday, you guys, but did you see that bathroom?
Like, yes.
They're like, hot tub, 45K. Steam room, 40K. A glass wall, 45K. I'm like, what the fuck? Like a glass wall is like that much money with a automatic shade that you can get at the Venetian. I highly doubt the Venetian spent 40K on that automatic shade.
Yeah, I just don't know, like... Yeah, I imagine like the level of money that I'd have to be at to like not pass out when I heard those numbers.
Yeah.
Like even if you have the money, like let's say you have $300 million. I guess that doesn't, like if that wall really important to you, like it just seems like you could be doing different things with your money. I don't know. Yeah. But if that's what you're into, like if you really enjoy like a home project and that makes you happy, I guess... Good for you. I don't know.
I mean, I do like that. I mean, yeah, she does have kids and I would love my bathroom to be like a spa so you don't have to go to a spa.
Love that too.
And they do obviously give their money because she has her own charity that she does a lot with. And then they're doing the college thing. And, you know, I mean, they bought a house obviously in Highland Park, which is very expensive. So I guess I feel, and she, you never hear Stephanie talking about her Birkin bag or her Louis Vuittons. She may have those things, but she doesn't talk about them.
Right.
So it's kind of like, well, they do a lot of good things. So if they want to do good things for themselves too, like, there's no harm in that.
Yeah.
Like, we would all want to do those things, you know, yeah. Whether it be, you know, a Vanderpump closet or a Stephanie bathroom or a trip to, you know, Bora Bora, like whatever your passion is. But, you know, they also give back. So that's cool.
Yeah. I want to let you know that I received an envelope in the mail and it was like amazing. Like, it was all personalized to me. And I came with these return address labels. It said Holly Borges. It had my address printed on it.
Like Jack's?
Yes. And it said, like, thank you so much for supporting us. And so I cut them a check. I'm expecting a huge thank you note from them.
You need to post that.
When I get it, I will absolutely post
it. Tweet it out and then tweet it out crediting yourself.
Yes.
And then
say, thank you so much for the letter.
And then be like, thank you so much, Jax Taylor, for inspiring me.
Yeah, but he really did. Or it was you, because, you know, like, I got it, I read it, I laughed, and then I thought, you know what, I really am going to send them a check. But it did work.
You feel guilty when you get, like, the return of, like, when they just send me, like, random shit, I'm like, I don't want, like, the notepads.
Right.
Because they're not even sticky ones. So I'm like, this is just more clutter. I don't need to hoard any more shit in my house. I'm already a hoarder. But those return things, I really do like. Some of them, I think it's, I don't know if it's Make-A-Wish. They send these weird, like, emblems, like frogs and, like, I don't know. I'm like, I still have those from last year. So I throw them away. But I feel guilty. It's so wasteful.
Yeah, this one was from the Ronald McDonald House. And it was like this really amazing story of this family that was there, and I was like, okay, you got me. Like, you sent me my address labels, here is your check.
Julia's what do you call him, her dad married another woman, her son, he was at the Ronald McDonald House in Seattle for years. I mean, he died of leukemia like at 12. But
it's such an amazing,
put them up.
Yeah, I love that they support the family. They keep them close. I mean, you want your child to have the family there. And I can't imagine the hardship that that is on the families. And so I really like that organization, it seems.
Yeah, that and St. Jude's.
Mm-hmm.
They do the same kind of thing. Okay, last thing that I have. One thing you pointed out, or Heather pointed out, but first, did you see that Gretchen and Slate are joining the lawsuit that Jim Bellino has against Tamra and Shannon, ironically?
Yes.
Or strangely. So that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, and then after I read that article, I went on to Gretchen's Instagram just to see what was going on, and Vicky posted a picture with her and Brianna saying, hashtag happy National Daughters Day. I love my daughter, some BS or whatever. And boom, right there commenting saying, you two are so beautiful, was Gretchen.
Oh, that's weird.
I thought that they were like mortal enemies. Like, doesn't Gretchen and Slade hate Vicky and her pig face?
Oh, no. Because remember last year, Vicky had them as guests with that gay guy that was...
So they made up.
Yeah, they were friends last year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because Vicky had them over, and they had the guy that Tamra hates that was her best maid of honor, best man of honor, whatever. Forget his name. But he was there with.
I know who you're talking about. That guy. Yeah,
he was sitting there with Vicky. I mean Gretchen, and yeah. So no, I think they got past that, but.
But I thought, like, moments after that, like, this is released, that they're kind of going after Tamra and Shannon.
Yeah, Vicky's best friends. Yeah.
She's, you know, oh, pretty, Vicky. Like, ooh, you know.
It was funny. Someone pointed out today how, like, they played old footage of, like, saying their relationship was fake. It was for the cameras, for the show. And someone pointed out that they're the only couple still together of all the people that were pointing fingers at them. I'm like, that's pretty interesting.
It is.
That, and then, we'll get into OC because I have some, like, someone else posted a video of Vicky. Like, it was like season one or season two. She's like, I think she was talking about Tamra and Simon. And she's like, I just don't believe in staying together in a marriage. If it's dysfunctional, no, you just need to leave. You'll need to leave. Whereas like now it's like, you took an oath in front of God, said the twice divorced woman.
That sounded like Fargo.
She does sound like Fargo. Listen to her take line. She's like, oh, you think I'm trouble, huh? You don't know trouble until you see it. Or, like, she does. Listen, oh she never lost her accent. Well, she's from Illinois, but Illinois can be very strong. She's got those words. She's still very... Anyways, but I love the like hypocrisy people are finding. They're pulling out these old videos. She's like, you should not be together. But now she's like, you took an oath in front of God. You have normal, you know, like, come on. And then also she's twice divorced.
Yeah.
Come on, lady.
Well, so, yeah. Well, are we getting into it or?
Yeah, let's get into it. I do want to talk about, so we have a sponsor this week and I was kind of excited about it because I actually use this. Well, now I use all of them. But sometimes I hadn't heard of a certain product before. And then when I use them, I love them. But Poshmark is something Michaela turned me on to, and we're happy to talk about them. One thing I want to say is I literally, and you can see a bag right there, two bags. I have been driving around in my car for 3 months with like three filled up bags in my trunk. I've had no trunk space, and then a huge bag in my back seat because I keep meaning to bring these clothes to Salvation Army or a deposit box or a consignment shop because mm-hmm. I have a lot, like two bags full that are brand new with tags on them. And I just feel like, well, I should like, you know, I should start saving money and not just like whatever. I should start being smart about it. So my intent was go to a consignment shop and I just never do. I procrastinate. So literally I've been driving around with four giant bags of clothes in my car for months and months. Now, because I have a bag with a lot of clothes with tags on it, but I also have another bag that's like new. It doesn't have the tags, but it was either never worn or like worn once. But I just have to like clean up my closets. I'm, like I said, I'm a bit of a hoarder. So I need to be fresh and start over and
so do I.
Yeah. And so this is so much easier than finding a consignment shop or staying on top of it or setting prices. So literally you just take a picture of it, post it. You can just put the brand, size, color, and what you want for it. You can put the list price of what you paid for it and then what you want for it. And what's nice is you can either, you know, if you want quick cash fast, like, come on. I am no stranger to Coinstar.
Me neither.
You know, there have been times in my life where, yeah, that has saved me. So sometimes you just want quick cash so you can set whatever price you need. Or if you just want to like get rid of it, but you want it to kind of hold its value, you can, you know, set a higher price and leave it up there and, you know, just find the right buyer for it. So I found that to be really nice, a nice, easy way to get rid of this stuff. And it's so easy to ship it because it's a prepaid shipping label. You just stick something on and you can give it to your postal carrier. You can drop it in a priority box. It's nice for the buyer because they get it in a couple days.
I was so interested. I never knew how it worked. That's so cool. So you just can list something on there. The label prints out and that's it. You don't have to do anything.
No.
Great.
I mean, basically just put it in the package and then give it to your postal carrier or drop it in a box and you're done with it. Michaela, like when she did the Iron Man last year, like it's a really hefty feat. I don't understand, you know, paying money to do something horrible like that. But, you know, she did. But she needed to come up with a fee. And so she sold like a ton of her wardrobe to get her money to pay for the Iron Man fee. But she did have, you know, a lot left over. So she was able to get a designer bag, which she would normally never do or be able to get. She got a Chloe bag. She sold some For Love and Lemons dresses. And then she got a Chloe bag and she made some money. And also she's told me that if you're getting like a designer bag, if it's anything over $500 is authenticated. So those bags go to San Francisco and they're authenticated. So, you know, they're not fake, So that's kind of nice too. If you are going to buy something like that, you know, it's legit and you don't have to go to the department store. You know, a lot of times people, there's a lot of people like Stassi has a shoe room. How often does she wear every pair of shoes? Or Lisa Vanderpump? Mm-hmm. You know, some of these things are probably brand new condition. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like driving a car off the lot. Like you're, you know, why, you know, waste, yeah. It goes down in value, but yet it wasn't used.
Right.
So it's a great way to make things more accessible to everybody if you want to get designer things, but just can't afford the retail cost. So I don't know. That was kind of...
Yeah, so I downloaded the app. I've been searching around. I have a ton of stuff to sell as well, so I'm going to start using it and I will report back how it goes. But another thing that I found so cool is my daughter is totally into finding rare toys. She's like a full-on toy collector, and I know that sounds ridiculous, but we really enjoy either like watching an old movie, you know, and then like wondering if there's like a little action figure that goes with it or something. And I found going on there that they have a ton of rare, it's not just clothes and handbags, there's like a lot of like figurines and stuff too. Oh, which was cool. Pretty cool. So I'm gonna use it for that. Like they have like random things like this is so weird, but like unopened McDonald's Happy Meal toys. Like there's some stuff like back in the day that like she wants, you know, and it's like it's awesome. It's like $5, you buy it, and I mean how
well, the other thing you can do too is if you can buy it like right away at the like the list price that someone's asking for, but you can also make an offer.
Right.
Like I loved back in the old eBay days, I haven't been on eBay in forever, but I loved like bidding because it was like, it felt like gambling to me. So yeah. It was like that adrenaline of like, did I get it? Did yeah. I get it? You yeah. know,
but I still use eBay a lot. But the other thing that I went and looked out for on Poshmark right away was Lala's Von Dutch bag, which I still have not been able to find the exact one that she had, which pisses me off so much because I found it and then someone bought it. But so I'm still looking for that. So I made a little alert that they'll send me something if something comes on.
Yeah, because you can pick your favorite designers and then be alerted to that. And you can have as many or as few as you want. I mean, they have everything from like Guess to Gap to like Steve Madden to
Gucci.
Yeah. Like every top designer, but also just like I saw Old Navy was on there. I mean, there's like everything.
Yeah, it's cool.
So that's cool. I knew it was like women, men's and kids, but I didn't know that about the.
Yeah. Yeah. I was finding some stuff too. So you guys let us know if you've ever used it too. And if there's like any cool tricks, we want to hear them for sure.
Yeah. And there's a promo code we have for you guys. It's promo code VRP. So just note that it's not VPR. It's VRP and you get $5 off your first purchase. So okay. Promo code VRP, poshmark.com, and yeah, I hope to make a lot of money and maybe buy some cool things that I wouldn't normally buy.
Yeah, maybe we can do some more giveaways.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe I can sell these 4 to 5 bags that I have. Like Holly's looking at 2 of them right now. The others are still in my trunk. Maybe we can make some money and do some more giveaways.
Yes.
All right. So Heather sent me the link to Shane's bio. Did you read that?
Yes.
So Shane, Emily's husband, his LinkedIn bio. I mean, pretty interesting from the standpoint of he went to
law school. Oh, I didn't go on LinkedIn.
He went to law school here. Like Holly's very familiar with Whittier Law School because a lot of
friends have gone there. And yeah.
It's very local, very SoCal. And he went there, but it was like 2000 to 2003. And so I thought, well, that's interesting. I thought, you know, they were from Utah. He just hadn't taken the California bar, but he actually went to law school. He went to college here and then law school here too. So he never took the bar here, apparently. But yeah, he worked here for several years. Like he didn't go to Utah to wait later.
Hmm.
Like he worked at Target as like head of security.
Okay.
Or like crime investigation.
Okay.
And then the next thing was like he had a year at, or 9 months at one law firm and then a year and 3 months at this other law firm called Simpson & Simpson, which means him and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
So he's really only been in the law firm field for 2 years. And that was like a long time ago. So I just found it interesting that he never took the bar here since he went to both undergrad and law school here.
That is strange.
So someone pointed out he probably took it, but probably kept failing.
Mm-hmm. Which is common. It really is.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, unfortunately it is. I mean, some people pass right away, but they're sometimes it takes a while.
And he doesn't have the urgency. Like Emily said on her thing, she had the urgency because she has student loans.
Right.
She wasn't married. She had the urgency to pass it, mm-hmm. whereas he doesn't because she said he has a trust fund and he doesn't need to work. So.
Right.
Anyways, that's all about that. So into the episode, I'm just super over all of these doctor appointment scenes on the show. Like last week was Dr. Moon. Now it's another one to the orthopedic. Like, I don't care.
Yeah. It's boring. And it's like, I'm sick of their like ankle problems too. Both her and Shannon. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
We get it. You're getting old. But then, like, it's just
Kelly,
annoying.
Kelly the cougar hitting on the hot doctor. I'm like.
That seemed very forced.
Yes. Like it was a scene like, Kelly, act like you're single and like a cougar and he's a doctor. And I'm like, well, what kind of how reputable are you? You're filming scenes in the like patient room. That seems a little shady to me. I mean, he seemed fine and normal, but you're filming a show. Like it's great promo for him. But it seemed a little forced with like Kelly being like, he's so hot. I'm like,
and I felt like he was really trying to maintain being professional. Like he was trying not to like smile and laugh.
Yeah.
But it just came off like, why did you even agree to film? You shouldn't have. Like you're actually like risking your reputation to deal with Tamara. And
he kind of reminded me of Lurch, and not in a bad way. I mean, I like Lurch a lot, but he's an improvement on like Kelly's date that was like all over her at that one dinner.
It was last week that it was Vicky's birthday and everything, right? And they went to like the restaurant where she's like, this is the best birthday ever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. Something keeps sticking out to me. And I know I know people get mad when I start nitpicking like how the show works, but obviously everyone in the restaurant had to be mic'd up before she got there. So production is there in the parking lot, miking them all up. Then Vicky has to get mic'd up to walk into the restaurant.
Right.
And how she's like, we don't have a reservation, but, what is this? Everyone's, it's like, it just seemed so fake. Like everyone's mic'd up, Vicky. You're waiting in the hole to come in.
And usually they do those scenes several times, as yes. we've seen on Vanderpump.
I don't know. I just keep on like hearing it over and over in my head, like, we don't have a reservation. Oh, what's going on? Okay, that's all.
It's a best birthday. It's my boyfriend's family.
Yeah.
Not my own.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so yeah, so the doctor's appointments, yes, they are getting old.
Boring.
And I felt robbed that as soon as we started this, we didn't get to like, they waited till the bitter end of this episode to have anything happen.
Yeah. There's a lot of filler, and I rewatched it and I was like, I can fast forward all through this. And
okay, so should we jump to the Italian party, or do you have anything in the middle of that?
Well, I do want to go to Tanaka Farms. Have you been there?
Yes.
I was thinking it would be like, I would like to go with your children and Michaela's, but then I thought, wouldn't it actually be better if I just went by myself and sat on a wagon and looked like a creeper?
I have to tell you something. That they filmed that. Like, you know how sometimes they will do something in Orange County, you're like, whoa, that looks amazing. Mm-hmm. But then in reality, it's like a shit show.
Yes.
It's like a zoo. Like there is, you can't even like see any pumpkins or fruit or vegetables because there's so many freaking people running around that far. It's packed.
Probably especially now.
And they have like they literally have like roped off areas to stand in line.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Ronnie's taking her. That's where her field trip is to get her pumpkin this year. But
I'm not doing that.
And sometimes it gets really hot. It's yes. still hot here in California. So it's like you're out there and you're like, ugh. So you just have to pick, like, probably go during the week and not when there's a field trip because field trips go there.
But I kind of want to do that. I kind of want to, like, go by myself and be, like, when there's a bunch of mommy groups and then I'm just sitting there like a weirdo creeper.
Yes.
Like, hi.
Yes. But it is cool. It's
like on the wagon, like, where are we going?
But like it's like the most farm feeling place that we have around here.
Right.
So it's the coolest for that.
I mean, I've been on plenty of wagon rides and hay rides and what do you call them? Snow
mobiles?
Well, no, those, but fuck.
Tractors?
You know, a sleigh ride.
What?
Yeah, I've been on a sleigh ride. Obviously not a lot because I couldn't remember what it was called.
What the fuck is a sleigh ride? Like there's a sleigh?
Yes.
Like people have a sleigh. They're like, let me get my sleigh out for the day.
It's like a pretty wagon and it's on like skis.
My no, whole family, I, no my... I've seen it like behind Santa.
But, yes.
But you're telling me that it's real?
I've seen it behind Santa. Lane was here yesterday. She's like, not two yet, you guys. She's pulling all the magnets off my kitchen fridge. And I was trying to pull ones like, you know, because they're just really weird ones. So I was like, oh, here's Glinda, you know, the good witch. And then I was like, well, here's Santa. But it's like white trash Santa. And he's like smoking and taking a shot. I'm like, oh, maybe I shouldn't taint Santa for her this way. I'm like, maybe smoking Santa stays up.
Yeah.
And then I have like a trailer on fire. I'm like, no, let's go with the other magnets.
Oh, but, my gosh. That's funny.
But yeah, sleigh ride.
Wow.
Yeah.
So was that like a date night event or like a...
No, it was like my dad took us all like literally like a couple years ago.
But do you guys like put like blankets around you and like wear scarves and shit?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And like drink hot apple cider? Oh, yeah.
It was so fucking cold. It was miserable. And this is when like my sister looks at me and my other sister. She's like, oh, my God. Because like it was so cold. It was like 0 degrees that our skin was cracking. And she's like, oh, my God, you guys all have like a lot of wrinkles. It was like, first of all, we don't. All of our skin was like cracking in half because it was frozen.
Oh, my God,
bitch, you got more than the rest of us. So F off. And I actually don't have any thanks to my Minoy moisturizer.
Not sponsored.
Not sponsored. Anyways. So, yeah, if you are doing it on a date, don't do it on a really cold day in broad daylight. Maybe go for a twilight sleigh ride. I would recommend that.
Why broad daylight's colder?
Well, and it just brings out, you can see everything.
Oh, got it,
You know, twilight is like nice lighting.
Yeah.
You know, the magical photo shoot lighting.
Magic hour, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I want to go on a sleigh ride.
Well, you know where you can come.
God. When we go to Kentucky, can we zip ride. Up to...
Yeah, but we could go on a hayride and a sleigh ride.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hayride maybe in Kentucky. So, yeah, I don't really believe that, like, Kelly's theory of Steve being into Vicky for her money, because here's the thing. Vicky's like, I'm friends with a girl that used to date Steve, and she said that he told her he was just in it for money. Like, first of all, it's his ex. Why he's, it's an ex for a reason. Why are they still talking? And like, don't you think it sounds like maybe she's just bitter and said that? Because
I don't know, but what if he's the shitty type of person that did say that, even if he doesn't really mean it, but he said that to like help her ego?
Well, yeah.
You know how like some, I could see that.
Yeah.
That's horrible if he did.
TBD.
What do you really think about Vicky and Steve, though? Are you feeling the spark? Are you feeling like the...
Did you hear her when she's like, he's not after my money. He has more money than me. I'm like, I'm finding that hard to believe. Because like even Kelly said, she's like, he had a house in Marietta and he sold it. Now he had to live with his mommy. So it's like, you know, that's a little different real estate.
Can you guys stop saying mommy? I wish my mom was here. She's dead.
He doesn't say mommy. He says mom. He was a cop. How does he have more money than Vicky?
Yeah.
That was a stretch.
That is a stretch.
I mean, even if he made like really smart real estate investments or something on his cop salary.
I'm sure he did well for himself and then he has money, but I don't.
Or maybe he's from here. So his parents like bought land, like, you know, his parents' age, if you bought land here, your kajillionaires because land here was nothing like 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So there could be that, but I thought it was weird that she's like, he has more money than me.
It's just sad that like the way they try to attack each other to, yeah. and they have to defend each other in these like horrible ways.
But yeah, I don't feel the buzz or the vibe or the chemistry or that. Like, I definitely felt she had way more chemistry with Brooks.
I feel like he is exhausted by her, and that like in like a room of women, he would never be drawn to someone like her.
Yeah.
She would
be too much.
Yes. Yeah. And she wouldn't be drawn to him. You know what I mean? She would never go seek out him. She would go seek out Carmelo or whatever that guy's name was that was doing the party. What was his name?
I know him.
What?
And I believe you have a catalog with Aubrey on the cover at Valentino's. We had a photo shoot there.
Really?
Yes. And we worked with him because he was the owner, Domenico.
Oh my gosh.
Do you know that? Okay.
I'm gonna have to get the catalogs.
Do you still have the catalogs?
Yes.
Okay. Kaya actually asked me if I had any. And I'm like, I don't have any. I'm like, I think Ollie has some, but I'm not going to like take them back. Aubrey is in a hot pink satin thing with fringe on it. And she's against like a water fountain. And that's the cover.
Okay.
And we'll look for that one. That's at Valentino's.
I think I actually know right where they are.
If you bring him over, I'll show you. Anyways.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So anyways, I felt like
it was a beautiful place and it was great food too.
I felt like there was more chemistry between like she likes a little like cat play, like the cat and the mouse. And
well, because he was flirty and she loves that.
She loves it. Yeah.
Attention.
Playfulness. I think she likes playfulness and energy. She likes...
I don't think Steve gives her attention.
No. And I don't... And he just doesn't seem like he can come up to her level of when she's crazy, which I'm sure she likes, like, the downtime and him being calm. Like, it calms her. But there's times where you want to turn up, too.
Like, what she loved about Brooks was, like, he would write her those, like, poems and give her, like, the sappy
cards. The greeting cards.
The greeting cards. Whereas, like, Don is like Steve, but I don't think he's naturally like Steve. I think Don was just at the tail end of their marriage where he was just like...
checking out.
Checked out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So...
Okay, so yeah, TBD on their relationship. We wish them the best, but who knows?
I kind of liked when Gina said like Shannon had never made an attempt to start a friendship or done anything. And it's really kind of consistent because Tamara kept mentioning that, like she'd even called to see how Eddie's surgery went, or she hasn't asked about how I'm doing with like her daughter or anything like that. And I'm like, and now Gina says this and I'm like, I'm getting now the overall picture of Shannon. While I love her on the show, she's going to be one of those friends that never asks how you're doing or about you, and like every tiny little thing is going to be like a huge thing in her life.
I'm trying to think of how she was before, like when she thought she was happy. Do you think it's just like she just like has no room to give anyone anything, and she's just being so selfish right now because she's going through so much?
Yeah.
And she can't even see. But the thing is she would start healing herself a little bit if she stopped and asked people how they were doing and listened to perspective to see like what other people are doing. Like, wow, like Tamara is really going through something rough and I have my health and the girls are healthy.
Yeah.
Like that would probably actually bring her comfort.
And that was like, and Kelly kind of alludes to it. And a lot of you guys have posted on this. The thing is, it's like, how much of a pity party can we have? Because the thing is, she's complaining about her $13,000 a month rent and blah, blah, blah. Well, she's set for life. So she has to worry about getting over a heartbreak. But think about the people, paycheck to paycheck. So you have to worry about supporting your family. You broke up your family, so now you don't have both incomes and you're dealing with heartbreak. So it's like,
no, that's when all this happened. Like that was my biggest problem with how Shannon was talking, is it's like all these, my heart just breaks for anyone that is going through this on their own, especially being a mom with a little baby at home and another one. I could not, like, that's like my greatest fear. It's my greatest fear if something happened to Chad, I would be screwed. Like, I would be at the mercy of my friends and be like, please help me.
Yeah.
Take me in. Get me on my feet.
And that's just a huge burden and stress, knowing no matter what, you're taken care of. And this relates to like some other housewives and that sort of thing too in their divorce. It's like they have it like guaranteed, or like Deandra. And she's like, oh, me and her husband. She's like, my trust is enough for both of us to live off. It's just not enough to start a company with. And it's like, So it not only supports you, but your retired military husband, which I know they get banked with if they, you know, do a 20-25 year thing, which he probably did. Like, I don't feel that sorry for you, because your risk is your company failing, but you know you always have your rent paid for no matter what.
Did you hear that Ryan, who is Brianna's husband, retired?
Did he?
Was he in long enough?
No, he's probably in 8 or 10.
I thought that was interesting.
I wonder what he's going to do.
Yeah.
Probably farm or something. They live out way up. Like, I think they bought like 10 acres or something.
Oh, really?
Did you see that on the episode when they're like, the divorce rate 70% in OC? And Vicky's like, that's why Brianna moved. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, that's why, Vicky.
She was commenting on that on Instagram. And she's like, that's not why we moved. That's one of the reasons why we moved. Like a tiny reason why we moved, but there was a lot of other reasons.
Basically, well, Julia moved to Seattle when they had Josh because she was born and raised here in Newport, but they didn't want to raise their kids around here because it was, you know, if your kids running around like Newport Pier and whatever, they just didn't want the influences, so they went to Seattle. So it's like, that is a legit reason,
yeah,
to move to more a family oriented place and that sort of thing. But yeah, I think there was many factors, like Brianna.
Like Vicky. Like
Ryan.
Yes.
Secluding her.
Yes,
but absolutely. Also, like, you know, I feel like Brianna wanted to be on the show, but at some point I think she's like, okay, this is not going to happen.
And I think she did what was best for her family, which is...
Yeah, let me just be a mom.
Yeah.
And if we go there, we can have a nice house and garden.
Health problems and everything. You know, she had a lot going on, I think.
Yeah. And she can live a clean life out there. It's like, you know, they have, you know, they're living in nature and not smog.
Yeah.
And you can get a lot for your money out there. I know that. I know a lot of friends that moved from New York to North Carolina and they're like, oh, we can't believe it. Like, they miss certain things, but... You know, overall, like, family life is like a lot greater for them.
Yeah.
It just depends what you are into. So, so that was like, yeah, Gina's take on Shannon. And I kind of agree. We kind of talked about Vicky, the old videos of her saying, "Yo, don't get divorced. You took a, you know, oath in front of God," as she earlier says, how she doesn't believe in staying in dysfunctional marriages or loveless marriages. It's like, all right, Vicky. Now, have you ever been to the Hidden Vine on? So where that is on RSM. Like,
yeah. No, I haven't been there.
So for those of you watching and thinking, oh, there's lakes in Orange County. No, there's not. There are man-made reservoirs, which is where they're having lunch and doing their wine tasting as they're planning the Italian night. That's on Rancho Santa Margarita Lake, and you cannot go on the lake. You can't swim in it. You can't boat on it. It's just a reservoir. You can go in Mission Viejo Lake, but I believe that's also man-made.
Yeah,
what's not made man-made is Arrowhead and Big Bear.
Right.
So anyways, that's where they were. One thing I thought was a strange thing to say was when they were talking about Kelly, talking about Steve and all of that, Vicky was like, well, Kelly needs to shut her fat ass mouth. And I was like, wait, is that a saying, fat ass mouth? I'm like, are you saying she has a fat ass? Don't you say like she needs to shut her fat mouth?
No, she was totally calling her fat. She was. I caught that too.
Her fat ass mouth. I'm like, I've never heard that. I've said, shut your fat mouth, but your fat ass mouth?
Yeah.
Because Vicky's not much of a swearer.
Yeah.
So if, you, like, you know, I say fuck or ass or blah, like, yeah, that might just be like, or Gina or somebody, it might just be like, it comes out that way, but that seemed like kind of planned.
It did.
Okay, I got Valentino's, but we already covered that. So yes, I've eaten there, eaten there several times, and it was very good, and it was very beautiful, and it was in like the worst possible location. However, I'm surprised it didn't survive because, you know where it is, you know where Julia used to live. It was right in the, what's it like? You know, Tribuco. We'd have to go all the way down to the store. And it was in a strip mall, and it's at the end of a strip mall, and it just looked like a strip mall place. And then you walk in, and it was like Italian brick and sculptures and water fountains and lighting, and it was beautiful inside.
Oh, wow.
But the food was really good too. So I was really shocked that it went out, because everything around there is very chainy, strip mall or chain restaurants. Mm-hmm. But you know, when we would go to the grocery store or the drugstore, if we were at Julia's place, it was like right there.
Okay.
By the high school, Tribuco High School.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyways.
That's cool.
Yeah. Go look for the catalog.
I will. I will.
And if she finds it, we'll post pictures.
I will. I'll find it.
Now, have you ever done the Laguna Stairs?
Yes.
Okay. Did you notice they were walking like very gingerly and slowly? And I'm like, is that a workout? They were walking like they were walking with like a toddler, like step, step, step.
Well, it's pretty intense. And I was surprised they were even able to film there because it's always packed.
Yeah.
And really like narrow and hard to walk down. So
I haven't done those. I used to do the Santa Monica stairs all the time. Which, yeah. Like a lot of people do. But
yeah. And you know, like you have to keep like, it's like move out of the way.
Yeah. So they were just like gingerly. And then with the cameras, I was like.
Yeah. They were really swaying down the stairs.
It like, was very slow.
Yeah.
Even down.
Yes.
It was like, blah, blah. I'm like, how is this going to give you the best butt in the world?
Yeah.
All right. So we'll, what do you have? I'm just looking at.
I mean, I'm just waiting to get into like the yeah. only thing that happened.
We're at the dinner.
Yes.
Okay, go for it.
Well, I just want to talk about what you think about how Gina is handling talking to the girls, communicating that she's getting a divorce.
I like it. And I think she's holding her own and she doesn't owe them any excuses. And I think that these bitches are just so bitter that they're like, there must be something, because otherwise it implies like there's something wrong with them, that they couldn't hold their marriage together. Why is this person just parting amicably? There must be a cheater. And you know, look at what she does. She runs to the bathroom and she calls her husband. She doesn't call her friend. She calls her husband to calm her down.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with what she's saying or what she's doing, but I understand the frustration that she's like, why they're frustrated. It's a hot topic right now for them. Shannon, they've all gone through it.
Yeah.
And so for her to act like she has done it differently, or if she's handling it differently, or I'm not like you guys.
Or like, just wait. Like Shannon's like, just wait, just wait. Like, I get that.
So I just felt like, and it really isn't making sense that if you are such good friends and you are attracted to each other and you da 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 da, it just isn't making sense that she has three little kids.
Yeah.
Does she have three kids or two kids?
Three.
Three little kids. If they would have just come at her like that, I think it would have made her look like she would have had to explain. But because they were so crazy, like, well, you know, and then bringing up the moral compass and everything, it was like, okay, yeah. They took it too far and they lost the whole argument. But I definitely see why they were getting pissed, because she has a way of almost rubbing it in everyone's face where she's like, well,
I'm above money.
I know I'm not from Orange County. Like, I know we know what's, it was just, he's just not the same person, and it's fine. You know, it's like, okay, well then why, if you're fine and everything's so happy, why are you talking about it to the group of people? Why are you crying about it to some people? Like,
yeah,
she really is bringing it to the forefront and then not wanting to
go there.
And I get it. Like, who always wants to show like that they're like in a broken place? Like, she's obviously, it was really hard to watch because she's trying so hard to explain to them like, this is what I'm doing and it's best for me. And she wanted everyone just to say, great, we support you, but they couldn't.
It almost seems like she's bored and alone, and this may be a wake up call for her husband to do something. And then if he does, she'll be like, you know, like, do something to re-spark the commitment and marriage. And if he doesn't, then it's like, oh, he called her on her bluff.
Yeah. And I feel like the other reason why like Vicky got involved and stuff too is everyone's kind of wondering like, are you possibly just going through a hard point in your marriage where he's away from you and it's a little uncomfortable right now? It's not 100% happy because you're doing everything yourself.
Of course you're going to be disconnected because you're disconnected physically.
Yeah. And are you just going, like, marriage is hard. Everyone knows that marriage is hard. Like, there's times when, like, you aren't on the same page as your husband. There's times where you, you don't know him or something's going on and you can work through that. I think what the women were trying to say was just, are you maybe...
This is a bump in the road.
Yes. And if every...
7-year itch.
If every bump in the road... Oh, yeah, because
they're at 8 years.
Yeah, if every bump in the road you have, you're like, okay...
That's it. Call that's it a day. That's it.
Yeah, it's fine. True. Then I think that's why they were like, don't you like take it seriously? And that's where it crossed the line. But so I was like kind of on the women's side, and then Vicky took it way too far and it was just ridiculous. And I really liked what Gina said. I thought she held her own even when she went to the bathroom and she stepped away. I'm happy she stepped away. That was the best thing to do to Vicky.
Yeah, because she didn't say anything nasty. She's like, you sound ridiculous. You sound stupid. Yes. I'm not going to entertain this.
Yeah.
And she did. She sounded absolutely so. Oh, okay, Vicky. So if someone's not a Christian, if they're a Jewish or a Muslim or atheist, like, oh, they're all pieces of shit because they don't have no moral compass. Like, it was just horrible.
Yeah. And I mean, I screenshotted this because I wanted to. I mean, I'm sure everyone listening to this and everyone in our group knows about this, but just in case there's someone who doesn't, I hope you guys all follow the Twitter account of Don Gumvelson. It's not really him, but he always tweets shit about Vicky and it's always so good. So he tweeted and he said, Vicky's moral compass leads her straight to hell. Hashtag RHOC. And it's true. It's like when quote unquote Christians or good people pass judgment on other people and say something like this, it's the reason why people don't go to church. It's the reason why people aren't into religion, because it's like, you hypocrite. Are you kidding me? And it makes you just want to just like throw up your middle fingers and say.
If she had said, I wish I would have tried harder or worked it out with Don, not throw Jesus, God, Christianity, you have no moral compass. Like, you can take her legit, be like, you know what? I wish I would have tried a little harder, or I wish I would have tried this. Like, I think for Gina, I think before they make the step, they should either make a commitment to, she's going to move up there with the family and they can rent out their house in OC for a year, or he's going to move down and commute and see how it goes. Like, they should probably try actually cohabitating for a year.
Well, yeah. And then I also get why, like, speaking, like, I'm like a total nosy bitch. Like, I love to stalk people. I love to like try to figure out what the real thing is. And this is just screaming that something is wrong. And I get what the other ladies are like me too, I think. And I mean, if that were me, I would drop my 3 kids off at school. I would zoom up to LA. Yeah. I would park out in front of the driveway of wherever he was, watch him go to work, see if he's really going to work, see who he's going to lunch with.
Download the phone records.
Oh, yeah. I would be watching the credit card. I mean, I would be sneaking into the house and like putting pictures of myself, spraying my perfume.
Or put the kids in the car and car seats to have them fall asleep while you're like at night.
Or like, I already like fuck with Chad now where I'm like, Ronnie, FaceTime him, tell him that you want him to come home and play with you, because like I'm manipulating what I want to happen, and I will use my children. I mean, how she has 3 little kids, how is she not, you know, like, there's, I see the pain behind her eyes. Yeah, something
Michaela's
else is going
losing
on
her mind. You're losing your mind. She has 3 and she's alone,
and I saw 24/7. The way her and I saw the way her children acted when Vicky came over. Right. And just how they act in general.
Yeah.
They're testing her. They're seeing how far they can push her.
She probably has to do, being a single parent alone, she probably has to do like pick your battles kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Or just like, this isn't the worst. I'll let it go. You know what I mean?
Yes. Like, but that's hard for it to be filmed. Like, it's like you never want like another mom or like judging eyes to see you like be like, here, take this Happy Meal. You know, it's like then you're not feeding your kid healthy food or you're being, you know, it's like, listen, I just can't right now. You know, like I don't know.
Then the other aspect was the money. And I kind of get both sides here. Like, I get her side also because she's young and inexperienced. She's like, no, we both want what's best for the kids. And I have a humble home. I don't have assets. And Shannon's like, and Kelly's like, well, just you wait. You're going to figure out you have assets in a second. Like, it's not going to go that smoothly. And they are coming from experience. Like, Shannon, not as much because she's going through it right now. Kelly, it seems like she's kind of been through it before with Michael.
Right.
And then again, and then Vicky even says, she's like, how are you going to support your children? You know, I guess implying Gina doesn't have a job. Like, how could she? She's three kids home alone. But she does have a job. She's filming, so.
Yeah. Yeah, that part was hard to watch, too. And again, I really felt her in that moment because, like, I feel like let's say that we are sitting here amongst someone who is going through a divorce. I feel like I may make like a statement and say, oh, if Chad and I ever got a divorce, I know he would take care of me and the kids. But you say that, but you don't really know what's going to happen. That's actually a dumb statement to say because.
And at some point, you're probably both going to get resentful. And then,
right. And you don't know. Like, maybe he won't be able to take care of himself or me. Then what do I do? You know, like, there's so many things that could happen where.
Or maybe you're working out the settlement, but then you start dating someone and that just pisses them off.
Right.
Well, like Shannon. It's like, well, then he's like now with this chick. It's like, well, maybe that's going to change your attitude on certain things.
Yes.
Yeah. Who knows? It's hard to, you know, like, pinpoint. I mean, it's also hard. Like, they can't understand her position. But at the same time, she could be like, well, I don't understand how you would stay after David cheated.
I don't see why. Like, I felt like after. It's pretty obvious that there's something else going on. All the women can tell that. And it's pretty obvious that she is masking something. Why not just give her a pass and let her, like, help her out? You're filming a show. This is going to be dragged out in front of America, the world. Like, why not just help her out and say, we're here to support you.
It's her first season, too.
Yeah, and it's like they are just throwing her to the wolves. It's like, and that was really mean.
It was very clear the first couple years Shannon was on, like, something was up with her and David.
Right.
And she probably even knew. And then they went to Mexico, and it was pretty clear because they had, like, no chemistry or love.
I've heard on another podcast that someone was talking to the producers, and they literally... They said that they only seek out people where they can detect that there is a problem in the marriage. Yeah. Like, it's their new formula for success. And
right.
So, like, a bunch of people won't even consider joining because, you know, it's
right.
It's going to be a problem.
It's a death sentence. The divorce rate is very high for housewives.
So, but, I don't know.
I mean, that's the thing. It's like, so they're judging Gina, but it's like, well, look at what Kelly, look at the kind of marriage she had. They were, like, screaming at each other. Then they were, like, separated, then not separated, then David. It's like, and then Vicky cheated on Dawn.
It was disgusting.
Judge.
Yeah, it was. And I feel like Gina also gets, like, super flustered when things happen. And she's going to be so pissed off when she sits down and realizes, oh, my God, I could have said so much back to them and I didn't.
Yeah.
You know, but that's what I like about her.
Practice.
When Emily went to go comfort her in the bathroom, right away she was like, okay, like, I guess, you know, they do have experience. Like, she humbled herself right away, which I appreciate that she did that. It makes her a different type of housewife than these other women.
Yeah, she's willing to, like, take their perspective into consideration.
When she could have been
but
very
still
mad.
Stand
yeah.
stand up for herself.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get to the Shane part because I've got to move it along. I'm so sorry.
Okay, the only last point was I couldn't, like, Vicky's reaction when Gina did excuse herself. She's like, what? What's going on? Why are you leaving? I don't get it. And she's like, you just need to back off. And she's like, back off? What do you mean, back off? Back off of what? I'm like, Vicky, like, you were just coming at her, telling her she had no moral compass and like, no, like, and she, Vicky still didn't understand why she was like, just back off.
I feel like I've noticed Vicky, and I've noticed it a couple times in this episode specifically, like she pulls rank. She tries to make the other girls respect her. Like you're in a scene.
Like with, an LVP.
Like you're sitting next to me right now. Why are you walking away from this scene? How dare you?
Like
this
Lisa isn't, Vanderpump.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And it's like, calm down, Vicky. You know, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't have much on the Shane. It's just, he was very, well, I liked Emily called him snarcastic. He is snarky and sarcastic, but he wouldn't drop it. And Kelly really held her own and she sucked it up. And he's like, she's like, what are you guys going to do today? He's like, he'll probably talk about you. And they're like, ha ha ha. And he's like, no, really. Ha ha ha. I mean, maybe a little bit. It's like he just kept pushing it. It was like, just shut up. Quit while you're ahead.
It was so uncomfortable. I was not happy with it again. And I don't want to harp on him. Like, I want to like just be done with this whole thing of like feeling weird about him.
Yeah.
But I still feel weird about him. He was still weird.
Yeah.
And
she really sucked it up. And he was still like making her.
Now, like, was that her dog on her lap or was that like the freaking family dog?
No, I think it was their dog, which like, is rude, right?
Put your dog away.
Right.
Like, who wants to sit there with a dog on your lap?
What if she's allergic or doesn't like dogs?
She's filming. Like, get the dog off.
Yeah. And then how Emily was going to leave him alone. I was like so glad when he didn't want it. And then Kelly's like, that'd be very awkward. So thank you, Kelly.
It was so weird. And she still stepped away. It's like, just sit down.
Yeah.
So
props to Kelly for holding your shit in and sucking it up because he was not giving you an inch.
But once again, she kind of exposed him for still being weird and awkward and just like just a weird feeling. And he's trying so hard. He is trying. But it's like Patrick. It's like a Patrick feeling.
Yes. He keeps digging it deeper.
Yes. And like he has that look in his eye where he's right. Like, do you get it? Do you get it? And it's like, yeah, we get it. But it's not funny.
But it's not funny.
It's not funny. And it's just. Yeah.
And he keeps telling it over and over. Very good analogy. Yeah. Spot on, Patrick.
I don't know.
Still not funny, Patrick. Still not funny, Shane.
But okay, yeah. Now the next bit of like trivia that I heard in our group was he's the only Mormon in the family.
That's what I've gathered too. I mean, they
I've got to look that up. I got to go on to ancestry.com or something.
I mean, his sisters are all like, they party. So does his mom. And someone said his
that's
mom is Persian.
So rare.
Like, I know his mom is Persian descent, but you can be Mormon and Persian descent. I mean, maybe it's not common, but I don't think she is because she drinks and seems very like fun and lively. Not that Mormons can't be, but you know what I mean? Like the way she dresses
right,
and everything.
Right.
Like, wasn't she in like hot leather pants and like stilettos and a bustier or something?
Yes.
Like she looked fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
But his sisters were there too. And they were like lively. And again, not saying Mormons can't be lively, but they were drinking and.
Yeah. I'm so know. Like that. I am. Yeah. I'm definitely.
So a lot of people's theory is that his wife was Mormon and he converted so that they could have a blessed marriage or holy marriage or whatever. So maybe that's it.
But I'm wondering, like, does he still like go to church, you know, like on Sunday alone or like what is his
I'm like, how are the
practice?
Kids, how are the kids being raised?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And obviously he doesn't drink and he like has these morals like, you know, because Kelly was a loud woman drinking and
yeah. And
or not Kelly. I'm sorry. Gina. And Kelly.
Emily,
yes. But no, Gina. You know, when he yelled at her for...
Oh, right.
Yeah.
But yeah, normally you wouldn't marry someone that drinks coffee.
Well, it's not... It's definitely not...
a holy, blessed marriage.
Right. Yeah. It's not like seen as like okay in the church.
No, they can't get married in the temple.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if he married into it. Sometimes that's very iffy if you can get married into the temple. Usually you kind of have to like be born into it, I believe. But I think you can marry into it.
You can if you follow certain steps, you can for
right.
sure. Yeah.
But it's like not just, you know, easy.
No, it takes, yeah. You have to go through like little, anyways, what else did I want to say about that? There was something else. Shoot. I forgot.
I like when he's like, she's like, I just speak. I should probably just carry a court reporter around with me. And he's like, well, that might work against you. And that was
funny.
That was funny. I like that.
That was funny.
He's like, you don't have any common sense. She's like, well, I don't have sense, but I have common sense. Like,
yeah.
That was also funny. Like,
yeah.
Maybe she doesn't have dollars.
Yeah.
But no, that was the only funny, like,
moment. You know what? I give both of them credit for, like, even doing that scene because it had to be uncomfortable and weird. And
yeah.
And it made for good TV. But I still, like, I was hoping that Shane would maybe, like, redeem himself a little bit. We'd be like, oh, like, maybe we misjudged him. But no, I left just feeling like, ooh, yeah. Shoot.
Yeah. Still, yeah. Just like, eh.
Just like Patrick. And same thing.
And maybe the producers are like, yeah, we sense something. Yeah, we do too. So as much as I want to root for Emily and like support her, like the way she supports her husband, it's hard to do that. We love her and she seems awesome. And I don't hate him, but I'm not a big fan.
Did you see that you can enter to win to have brunch with Emily and Gina?
No.
And they especially want you to be local so you can go.
That's cool.
Yeah.
How do we do that?
My cousin tagged me in the post and Emily like responded to her like 3 times and was like, oh, she said,
well, send it to me.
My cousin said something like, I feel like you're the Gina to my Emily or something. And Emily responded, ha, that's funny or something. And then Carol said something else and she responded again. I'm like, dang.
They do respond. You guys, I emailed Emily on something and she emailed me back within like 5 minutes. It was amazing. And they do respond. Like Emily.
Well, it's strange that she didn't respond to my picture.
She didn't?
No. Maybe I need to like comment on there or something. Maybe I didn't do it right.
Maybe you should say, I was with the girl that took everybody's pictures.
Yeah, maybe that would help.
Maybe you should take Lynn.
And I was nice, like I said, you know. Yeah. So I don't know.
You didn't go up to her and say, congratulations on your daughter.
I died.
I died too. I backed away from the table and that's, I was like, beep, beep.
But that's so classic Julia. And she always like,
she makes it work.
She does.
And Lynn liked her. Lynn asked her like, what's
everyone,
her name?
Everyone
maybe
likes
she
her.
Asked her name to get a restraining order, but whatever. She was very kind about it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then she came up. She knew then I was with her and she was like, you are so sweet. You're hired. I see you keep taking pictures and you're not, that's not your job. That's so nice. So I think we like, you know,
yeah.
I think it's all good. Next week looks super good. Like, they're like, yeah, she has rich girl problems.
Oh, yeah.
And then that, like, Tamara-Shannon friendship is questioned. Like, Gina calls them out. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah, it looks juicy. It looks like it's going to get good.
Like, finally, are we going to get back to, like, what OC is about?
Yes.
Not this bullshit of last 2 years of Linnea.
Yeah.
And other yes. boring shit.
Yes.
I think we're good. I think this is... So you guys, we're going to be back Sunday with a special guest who is going to recap a live event of New York City Housewives that she went to. Andy Cohen was there and she got a lot of juicy details. So we're going to talk about that and we're going to talk about Dallas and we're going to talk about that new show Play by Play, formerly known as Real Men Love Bravo. Very controversial. So... get back to us on Sunday. Thanks for listening. Congrats to all the winners and we'll email you. And that's a wrap.
Okay, bye.
Bye.